Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Ashleen Grange with Danica Russell, Nicole Daw, and Victoria Sue. It's a chilly and rainy day outside of our East York studios. Here are our top stories. Two arrests have been made after an assault in Brampton. Canadians proudly wear pink for a good cause. And the fifth season of Game of Thrones premieres on Sunday. Now to our top stories. Two suspects have been charged for assault in Brampton after a video of an attack of a 15-year-old girl went viral on social media yesterday. The video, shot on a cell phone, shows the girl being picked up by one of the male suspects and then smashed to the sidewalk, knocking her unconscious. Police arrived on the scene and the girl was taken to nearby hospital. She has since been released and will make a full recovery. The victim was able to identify one of the suspects, but it is unclear if they know each other. 18-year-old Joshua Gordon is due to appear in court today. Day two of the trial of suspended Senator Mike Duffy continued in Ottawa today. Former law clerk of the Senate, Mark Odsent, testified on the Senate's rules on residency. Odsent said senators are briefed on the rules of attendance and are supposed to reside in the province of appointment. He said that Duffy got the briefing on December 23, 2008, well before he was officially appointed on January 2nd. Duffy was charged last year with 31 offenses, including fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. If convicted, he will face up to 14 years in prison. The nation will be a sea of pink today to support victims of bullying, discrimination, homophobia, and transphobia. 10 million Canadians are expected to don the color at school or work for International Day of Pink. The event started in 2007 when two Nova Scotia students saw a gay student at their high school being bullied for wearing pink. Students showed up to school the next day sporting the color in support. The Day of Pink is a symbol to inspire youth across the country to take a stand to end bullying. And now here's Danica Russell with the news from around the world.
Thanks, Ashleen, and hello, everyone. Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced yesterday the plans to launch a program to benefit students financially. The new Canada Student Grants Program will help about 42,000 additional students per year and make post-secondary education more accessible and achievable. These grants are designed so students know how much they will be receiving, specifically targeting those who are from low and medium income families and enrolled in a college or university program. The government's intention is to expand eligibility for Canadian students seeking financial assistance with school. Plans to initiate this program will be available in 2016. Disturbing footage surfaced in South Carolina over the weekend. The video shows a white police officer shoot an unarmed black man 8 times. 6 of the 8 bullets made impact with the victim's body. Officer Michael Slager has been charged with the murder of 50-year-old Walter Scott after authorities watched the video of the incident. Slager claims that he was acting in self-defense after the victim allegedly took his taser and the officer feared for his life. If convicted, Slager will face life in prison or the death penalty. In a press conference today, Mayor Keith Summey makes it apparent that there will be no national interviews until the victim is properly buried and the family can mourn. The mayor has also ordered that every officer on the force now has to wear a body camera. In other news, air traffic controllers go on strike this morning in France after an ongoing dispute over retirement age. Because of the strike, 40% of flights have been canceled across the country, with an additional 50% of flights canceled for tomorrow. Air France, the main airline in the country, confirms that long distance and some medium length flights will not be affected. Even though there is a speck of hope here for travelers, they are still being encouraged to contact airlines before arriving at the airport. And that's it for me. After the break, we'll get the latest in sports from Nicole Daw.
Pancakes, peas, mashed potatoes, they all go better with butter. But you don't want the saturated fat or artificial preservatives? Try I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Margarine, the perfect pairing for life's meals.
Want red lips that won't smudge? Are you tired of your lipstick ending up all over your man? Next time you pout your lips for a kiss, Make sure you're wearing the Acai lip stain from Stila. It won't come off, even if your clothes do. The Acai Berry lip stain from Stila.
Thanks, Danica, and hello, everyone. It's a busy night for Toronto sports fans. The Maple Leafs are in Columbus tonight to take on the Blue Jackets. Leafs have the upper hand in the series with 2 wins and will look to make it a perfect 3 tonight in their final meeting with the Blue Jackets. James Reimer is expected to start. You can catch the game at 7:30 on Sportsnet. The Raptors take on the Hornets in Charlotte tonight. It's an important game for both teams as the Raps look to snap a 2-game losing streak and the Hornets try to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Raps are shorthanded again as Kyle Lowry and Amir Johnson are still out due to injuries. They have lost their last 6 games against the Hornets, but with a win tonight, the Raps are one step closer to taking the third place playoff spot away from the Bulls. The game airs at 7 on Sportsnet 360. The Blue Jays and Yankees face off in New York tonight for Game 2 of the series. The Jays beat the Yankees 6-1 on Monday with an excellent six-inning effort from young pitcher Drew Hutchison. Veteran knuckleballer R.A. Dickey will start on the mound for the Jays tonight. You can watch that game live on Sportsnet 1 at 7. Now over to tennis. It looks like Canada could be without Eugenie Bouchard again when they take on Romania next week in the Fed Cup group playoff tie. Tennis Canada named 3 players to their roster today, but there was no mention of the young tennis star. Francois Abanda, Sharon Fitchman, and Gabriela Dabrowski will represent Canada. There is still time for Canada to add Bouchard to the roster. And that's all for sports. Here's Victoria with the latest in entertainment.
Thanks, Nicole, and hello, everyone. To all the Game of Thrones fans out there, winter has arrived in Toronto. A couple days ago, a pop-up HBO shop hit Toronto on 277 Queen Street West. The store has merchandise from a few other HBO shows, such as The Sopranos, Girls, Entourage, and True Detective, but its main focus is on the big hit series Game of Thrones. All leading up to the anticipation for the season 5 premiere this Sunday at 9 on HBO. To all the classical music lovers out there, Canadian pianist Stuart Goodyear claims he was bullied into not performing in tonight's concert with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, happening after Ukrainian pianist Valentina Litsitsa was taken out after she tweeted offensive political remarks about the Civil War. Goodyear says his dreams were shattered. The backlash against him says he's supporting censorship by replacing her. Ticket holders who claim to see Mahler's Fifth Symphony will get the opportunity for a free concert, while those who don't will receive a refund. That's all for me. Now back to Ashleen for the wrap.
Thanks, Victoria. And that's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thank you for listening and have a great afternoon.